Federal government has agreed to pay a confidential settlement to a 9-year-old asylum seeker who was detained on Christmas Island as a 5-year-old. Her lawyers allege she received inadequate care, resulting in physical and psychological injuries from her time in detention between 2013 and 2014. The Victorian Supreme Court has approved the settlement ahead of a scheduled trial. The deal puts an end to a 3-year legal battle. But Maurice Blackburn lawyer's principal, Tom Valentine, says it's a small measure of justice for a lifetime of suffering.
There's never any amount of compensation that can properly recognise what the lead plaintiff has gone through and what other people went through on Christmas Island.
Brigidine Asylum Seekers Project Coordinator, Sister Bridget Arthur, was the girl's litigation guardian. She says the family is relieved and keen to move forward.
In one way, while it's an effort to get justice, it's also an extra trauma for them and an extra thing that they were waiting for a response to.
But as Tom Valentine says, it's not all over. He says the girl, known in court as AS, requires ongoing treatment.
The lead plaintiff has PTSD. She also suffered some significant dental issues. Mostly it's been about the traumatic experiences that Christmas Island, that they had on Christmas Island, and the role that conditions of detention played in that.
The case was initially launched as a class action against the then Immigration Minister and the Department of Immigration. But a judge ruled last month the AS case should proceed as an individual claim, citing not enough commonality between it and the other cases. About 35,000 asylum seekers in total were detained on Christmas Island between August 2011 and August 2014, the period covered by the class action claim. Tom Valentine says he is hopeful some of those people will now come forward.
We believe that there were significant problems on Christmas Island. Our treatment of refugees in detention has been a disgrace, frankly. And so hopefully this gives those people some measure of confidence in coming forward if they want to.
Refugee advocate Pamela Kerr agrees.
The evidence is there that detention harms people. It causes, in some cases, irreparable harm, and in other cases, harm that people will carry for life. We do not believe detention is necessary.
The federal government has declined to comment.